You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Hey, welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. We're reading the Bible like you'd have a conversation so that we can find our next best yes in our conversation with God, this relationship that He wants for us. We're in the book of Exodus, and this season of the podcast is called The Wilderness, where we recognize that as we read this story about God's people, Israel, leaving a life of slavery, into and through the wilderness on the way to the promised land that He has for them, we find ourselves having a lot of parallels in our own life when we leave behind a life that we know is bad for us, we know was not a pleasant or comfortable situation ultimately, but when God calls us forward, closer to Himself, closer to where He knows is best for us, we find ourselves in this wilderness phase between what we used to know and think that we were comfortable with, even though it wasn't necessarily the best life for us, and the life ahead that God knows is better, but we just don't know what that is yet. That in-between time is the wilderness. And we can draw a lot of parallels here. We find Israel doing some things right and doing a lot of things wrong. Can we learn from their example? Can we learn from their relationship with God in order to have our own better relationship with God? Hopefully, we don't have to make the same mistakes. Hopefully, we can grow closer to Him and take the steps we need to take without having to learn so many lessons the hard way. So that's why we're reading Exodus and the books that follow to kind of track this story of God's people then and recognizing we are God's people now. So in the book of Exodus here, where we're at is Egypt has been subjected to 9 plagues. Each one has not been purely punishment, okay? Like, it's not just God releasing His wrath on Israel's enslavers. No, God is being more strategic than that. Each plague has been a direct attack on Egypt's major gods. So Egypt worshipped, well, many gods, but Egypt worshipped Osiris, who was the god of the life-giving Nile River, and it turned to blood. They worshipped Ra, the sun god. Well, God turned the sun dark. Apis is the god of livestock, and that didn't work out well for the livestock. Gods of farming and agriculture, all of them were proven to be incapable of defending themselves against the one true God. So God was systematically dismantling the entire Egyptian pantheon, but Egypt also worshipped another figure, Pharaoh himself. They considered their king a god, and so the final plague is directed at him. And then we'll see the purpose of why God allowed His people to suffer for so long and why He brought all of these plagues. The purpose is bigger than Israel, okay? The story is bigger than what they could see and their lived experience. And we need to get used to that as well in our own life. This is bigger than Israel. This is bigger than Pharaoh. This is bigger than Egypt. God had you and me in mind. Let's check this out in Exodus 12 through 14. Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, 'On the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to their fathers' houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too little for a lamb, then he and his neighbor next to his house shall take one according to the number of the souls. You shall make your count for the lamb according to what everyone can eat. Your lamb shall be without defect, a male, a year old. You shall take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at evening. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel, on the houses in which they shall eat. They shall eat the meat in that night, roasted with fire, with unleavened bread. They shall eat it with bitter herbs. Don't eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted with fire, with its head, its leg, and its inner parts. You shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, but that which remains of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. This is how you shall eat it, with your belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. For I will go through the land of Egypt in that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and animal. I'll execute judgments against all the gods of Egypt. I am Yahweh. The blood shall be to you for a token on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will be on you to destroy when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a memorial for you. You shall keep it as a feast to Yahweh. You shall keep it as a feast throughout your generations by an ordinance forever. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away yeast out of your house. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. In the first day there shall be to you a holy convocation, and in the seventh day a holy convocation. No kind of work shall be done in them, except that which every man must eat, only that may be done by you. You shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread, for in this same day I have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month, at evening. There shall be no yeast found in your houses for 7 days, for whoever eats that which is leavened, that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he's a foreigner or one who is born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations you shall eat unleavened bread. Well, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Draw out and take lambs according to your families and kill the Passover. You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that's in the basin. None of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning, for Yahweh will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, Yahweh will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your house to strike you. You shall observe this thing for an ordinance to you and to your sons forever. It shall happen when you have come to the land which Yahweh will give you, as he has promised, that you shall keep this service. It will happen when your children ask you, 'What do you mean by this service?' that you shall say, 'It is the sacrifice of Yahweh's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and spared our houses.'" The people bowed their heads and worshipped. The children of Israel went and did so as Yahweh had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. At midnight, Yahweh struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. He called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, "Rise up, get out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve Yahweh as you've said. Take both your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also." The Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We're all dead men." The people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. The children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they asked of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and clothing. Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they let them have what they asked. They plundered the Egyptians. The children of Israel traveled from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, who were men in addition to children. A mixed multitude went up also with them, with flocks, herds, and even very much livestock. They baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they had brought out of Egypt, for it wasn't leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and couldn't wait, and they had not prepared any food for themselves. Now the time that the children of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, to the day, all of Yahweh's armies went out from the land of Egypt. It's a night to be much observed to Yahweh for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yahweh, to be much observed by all the children of Israel throughout all their generations. Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat of it, but every man's servant who is bought for money, when you have circumcised him, then he shall eat of it. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat of it. It must be eaten in one house. You shall not carry any of the meat outside of the house. Do not break any of its bones. All of the congregation of Israel shall keep it. When a stranger lives as a foreigner with you and would like to keep the Passover to Yahweh, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. He shall be as one who is born in the land, but no uncircumcised person shall eat of it. One law shall be to him who is born at home and to the stranger who lives as a foreigner among you." All the children of Israel did so. As Yahweh commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. That same day, Yahweh brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Sanctify to me all the firstborn. Whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of animal, it's mine." Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Yahweh brought you out of this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. Today you shall go out in the month Abib. It shall be when Yahweh brings you into the land of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Hivite and the Jebusite, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to Yahweh. Unleavened bread shall be eaten throughout the 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen with you, no yeast shall be seen with you within all your borders. You shall tell your son in that day, saying, 'It's because of that which Yahweh did for me when I came out of Egypt.' It shall be for a sign to you on your hand and for a memorial between your eyes, that Yahweh's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand, Yahweh has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year. It shall be when Yahweh brings you into the land of the Canaanite, as he swore to you and your fathers, and will give it to you, that you shall set apart to Yahweh all that opens the womb, and every firstborn that comes from an animal which you have. The males shall be Yahweh's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. And you shall redeem all the firstborn of man from among your sons. It shall be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, 'What's this?' that you shall tell him, 'By strength of hand, Yahweh brought us out of Egypt, from the house of bondage.' When Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, Yahweh killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of livestock. Therefore, I sacrifice to Yahweh all that opens the womb, being males, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. It shall be for a sign on your hands and for a symbol between your eyes, for by strength of hand, Yahweh brought us out of Egypt." When Pharaoh had let the people go, God didn't lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, "Lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and they return to Egypt." But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness, by the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up armed out of the land of Egypt. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had made the children of Israel swear, saying, "God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away from here with you." They took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. Yahweh went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they may go by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night didn't depart from before the people. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel that they turn back and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, before Baal Zephon. You shall encamp opposite by the sea. Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they're entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will follow after them, and I will get honor over Pharaoh and over all his armies, and the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh. They did so. The king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was changed toward the people, and they said, what is this that we've done, that we've let Israel go from serving us? He prepared his chariot and took his army with him. He took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, with captains over all of them. Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel, for the children of Israel went out with a high hand. The Egyptians pursued them. All the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen, and his army overtook them in camping by the sea, beside Pihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. When Pharaoh came near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they were very afraid. The children of Israel cried out to Yahweh, and they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you treated us this way to bring us out of Egypt? Isn't this the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Moses said to the people, don't be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will work for you today. For you will never again see the Egyptians whom you have seen today. Yahweh will fight for you, and you shall be still. Yahweh said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide it. Then the children of Israel shall go into the middle of the sea on dry ground. Behold, I myself will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will go in after them. I will give myself honor over Pharaoh and over all his armies, over his chariots and over his horsemen. The Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh when I have got myself honor over Pharaoh, over his chariots, and over his horsemen. The angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. It came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. There was the cloud and the darkness, yet it gave light by night. One didn't come near the other all night. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. The children of Israel went into the middle of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them into the middle of the sea, all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. In the morning watch, Yahweh looked out on the Egyptian army through the pillar of fire and of cloud and confused the Egyptian army. He took off their chariot wheels, and they drove them heavily so that the Egyptians said, oh, let's flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh fights for them against the Egyptians. Yahweh said to Moses, stretch your hand out over the sea that the waters may come again on the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. Yahweh overthrew the Egyptians in the middle of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even all Pharaoh's army that went in after them into the sea. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked on dry land in the middle of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus, Yahweh saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great work which Yahweh did to the Egyptians, and the people feared Yahweh, and they believed in Yahweh and in his servant Moses. Did you catch Jesus in this story? He showed up a couple times. I didn't mention his name, and he wasn't physically there, but the story of God making a way for his people to leave the slavery of Egypt is absolutely foreshadowing the work of Jesus. Jesus is the sacrificial lamb whose bones were not broken, and whose blood is the only way we can be saved from death. Jesus is the way through the Red Sea, where there is no other way. God is a way maker. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Throughout the Bible, we'll see writer after writer refer back to this moment of God rescuing his people, so we cannot forget and we can't fail to recognize that Israel is us. You were enslaved to sin. We were enslaved to sin and we needed a way out. Jesus' sacrifice is the only way. But just because we're out of slavery doesn't mean there isn't a wilderness ahead. That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Domini. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.